All right, everybody. Hello and official welcome to our ERC. This is our kickoff call. I'm so excited to have you here. I know I met several of you at different times. Lynn's doing a happy dance. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to mute everybody and then I'll unmute myself. Good. All right. There we go. Because sometimes we get feedback. You may have some stuff going on. Do you have a flower in your hair, Sandy? Oh, a plumeria. Where the heck did you get a plumeria? That's a Hawaii flower. I love plumerias. I was inundated with them last week. So I'm excited to invite to have you all here for our official kickoff. I know we did an unofficial kickoff a few weeks ago. And then yesterday we did a call with Deborah. So I've gotten to see you and I've gotten to meet several of you already on our getting to know you calls. And I'm really enjoying those and looking forward to even those of you who I already know, I get to know you in a whole different way via your getting to know you form and the calls themselves. So I'm excited to get to know everybody. Barbara, make sure you grab one of the daytime spots. I don't want to see you at a 7 o'clock at night slot when we have some daytime ones. So if you have any trouble with that, we added another one and we'll be adding a couple more. We're trying to calculate the number of slots versus the number of people and make sure we have enough of them scheduled. So I'm super excited and super stoked to have such an amazing group of people that I get to connect with. And I'm honored that you've entrusted us with your health and your issues and that you are ready to take the actions that you need to take to make it different. And I believe in that. And I believe that you can do it. I also believe that we're going to dig and we're going to look at labs and we're going to look at various strategies. But there's a big piece that we touched on yesterday with Deborah, which is there's that, you know, the limiting beliefs. And we have a whole chapter or section on limiting beliefs as well. A little bit different than Deborah's, but the same idea is to let go of those things that somebody gave you early on that said, I'll always be fat, I'll never be well, et cetera, et cetera. And that's not true for everybody. For some of you, you've had some traumatic experience that set you on the way. But our belief systems. I know for me, it was like that when I started not feeling well in my 20s, I was feeling pretty devastated when I went to doctors and they didn't know what was wrong with me and just told me to take drugs. And I was like, but I trusted them. They're not telling me there's any solution other than take drugs for the rest of my life. So I was feeling like, okay, they know better than I, right? And what the whole process here with ERC is to help you to learn that you know the best. You're the owner. You're the authority on your body, but you don't always have all the information about the different pathways and cycles and, you know, what interacts with what. And that's the pieces we want to put together for you so that you can be empowered to move forward and be able to do this stuff for yourself. So I have a whole list of things that I want to make sure we cover today. And I want to make sure we leave time for everybody to do a quick intro again, because some of you have introduced already, but some of you haven't. And some of you did on one call and not on another. So some of you just got like bits and pieces of who's who. And, you know, as we go through, we'll make sure that everybody gets to know who each other is. We should have some sort of a sheet or something, a page, which has everybody's little, you know, two-lined bio so you can remember who everybody is with their picture. But that's something you can think about doing.
Good idea.
So for those of you who are new, welcome. For those of you who are coming back, welcome back. And I really feel honored that you're trusting us again with helping you keep moving along the journey. Health is a journey, right? You work with people who have been working on their health for a long time. It's like an onion that you peel off one layer and then you see that there's another layer that needs to be worked on. And all the more you're getting closer and closer to this ideal. And the one thing I want to have you guys learn to drop is the idea that you're somehow sick or flawed. Because that's what happens when you've been dealing with certain problems and you've been given a label, a fibromyalgia or hypertension or eczema or whatever label you might have been given. And it's as humans, we tend to take that on because somebody in authority gave us this label. And that makes us somehow sick or less than. And I prefer you to drop that You're going to see me do this a lot because I really like that thing. Drop it, but take on that I'm out of balance right now. And I'm just trying to figure out what imbalance hasn't been detected yet that I can correct to get me feeling phenomenal again, right? And for some of you, you may never have felt phenomenal. So I use that word lightly. I mean, some of you may remember maybe when you were 5 feeling great, and some of you remember problems all the way back. And somehow we're made to feel like there's something wrong with us. There's nothing wrong with you. There's some imbalances that are going on either in your body, in your environment, in your psyche, in your energy field, somewhere, right? That is creating this problem. And we're going to get to the bottom of it, all right? We're going to keep digging until we can figure out what that key is. For some people, like Rich talks about, he talked about on the call yesterday about his autoimmune thyroid thing, and it's not his. You don't own it. So I just want to let you know, you don't have an autoimmune thyroid condition. You are experiencing symptoms that suggest that there's some autoimmunity attacking your thyroid. Because as soon as we say, I have this, you own it. I have this book. This is my book. Try to take it away from me. Well, this book I'll let you take away from me because it's the book for the public. But you know what I'm saying? It's mine. I don't want you to take it away. And even though on a conscious level, you're thinking, of course, take it away. Take my fibromyalgia and throw it down the toilet and get rid of it. I don't want it anymore. But when we use that language, that we say, it's my this or my that, or I am this or I am that, then the psyche, the subconscious, hears that and plays it out. Oh, you're exhausted. Great. How does an exhausted person act? How does an exhausted person feel? And it tries to do that matching, right? And then all of a sudden you're feeling that way. So I want you to think about conditions and symptoms and diseases and labels and all that as these transient things. So if somebody says to me, how are you feeling? And I feel tired that day, which is rare. Even now, I'm not feeling tired after having traveled all day. I don't know why. I guess because I'm energized because I get to be with you guys. But if I do feel tired, I don't say I'm tired. I say I feel tired. Catch that subtle difference in languaging. It may sound subtle to you from a conscious perspective, but the subconscious mind hears, I feel tired. That's a temporary thing. I feel happy. I feel sad. I feel hot. I feel cold. It's a transient experience. If you say, I am tired, I am a woman. I am a man, right? I am, what else could we say that's an am? Even your name, I was going to say, I am Gail, right? Or I am Rita Marie. But even the name is kind of like a, you know, it was a given thing. It's not just, I am a woman. Yeah, we can say that. Yeah, you are. I am a man, but I feel tired. I feel overwhelmed. I feel a headache or my head hurts, right? But not, I am not a fibromyalgia person, right? I am not a hypertensive. And that's the way that doctors speak to people. That's the way they speak to people at the hospital, right? Oh, go check on the gallbladder in room 37, right? Go check on the hypertensive in room whatever. They don't even name the person. They name the disease. And that's a medical thing that we're trying to get away from. Does that sound good to everybody? Does anybody have any issues with that? Is everybody willing to catch themselves and also be willing to allow us to catch you and gently say, Gail, I thought you were a woman, Gail. I didn't know you were a, you know, right. Lynn.
The other piece to that too is, well, you had said earlier, you know, the last time you felt great or felt good. And so we have this picture or this idea, what we think that will be like. Mm. And so you have the opportunity here to create what you think feels good. We compare ourselves to other people and what, you know, oh, they must feel good because they're smiling or they're out moving around. And so they must feel good. And I think this is what it must feel like to feel good. So I invite you to kind of have that conversation with yourself. What does feel good? What is that experience for me?
Mm-hmm.
And the other piece to that is maybe you're already, I'm not going to say, I mean, you wouldn't be here if there weren't things to work on, but maybe you're already okay. It doesn't mean we don't have progress to make, that forward motion, but because I'm not downplaying what you are feeling, but I'm just inviting you into this conversation with yourself that doesn't have you compare yourself to anybody else,
mm-hmm.
and just be there for you and what your best and highest good is.
Mm-hmm. And anyway. I love what you said. And also to add to that, experiencing yourself as your best self, right? What is my best self? What is the best version of myself? What would I be doing if this particular issue, symptom, whatever, just went away? What would that person be doing? What would a person who never experienced headaches be doing? What would a person who felt energetic all the time be saying or doing? And it makes a huge difference. And we'll just keep working on that, I think, because it's something that it's probably the harder thing to let go of than gluten or dairy or sugar or any of the, you know, things in our lives that we may want to get rid of. Does that make sense? Anybody have anything they want to add or ask at that point? Yeah. Okay, cool. Edie just joined us.
Hey, sorry, I missed that. What's the hardest thing to give up, in your opinion?
Your view of yourself, your story, yeah. Right? It's I am hypothyroid. I have hypothyroidism. Like it's I own, having ownership of your symptoms and identifying with that as if it's you.
My aunt claimed from a young age that she was going to have Alzheimer's because her grandmother had it, mm-hmm. and it ran in her family. And she, by all diagnoses, has it.
Yeah.
She is actually up here in this Midwest area right now. She lives in Florida because it'll probably be the last time she remembers visiting. But it's because, and I've told her this point blank, and her husband, you believe this. You chose to do this. You do not have to be this way.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. I throw the gauntlet down there for all of you. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be any of these things.
No, we want to be thinking in terms of what we are. And yeah, that doesn't mean you want to discount a feeling. If you're feeling a certain pain or discomfort or whatever, to be able to share it and talk about it and see if you can get some relief. But to believe that that's the way you're always going to be, and a lot of us do. I mean, I was 25 thinking, oh my God, if this is what I'm like at 25, imagine at 50. Imagine at 50, I'll be in a wheelchair or on dialysis or something insane like that. And what was I at 50? I was I had more energy than I had at 25, and I was running marathons, right? Because somebody gave me that glimmer of hope that my body was just out of balance. I didn't have a disease. My body was out of balance, and I need to put it back in balance. And I believed that I could access that inner healer, and I could do whatever I wanted to do, right? So, and I still walk around thinking I'm like, I identify with the 35-year-olds, not the 65-year-olds. Right? Because that's me. I want to go hiking. I want to take up pole dancing. You know, I want to do stuff that taxes my body. And I'm going to believe that I do it because I'm looking at that lady on the balance beam at 94. That's my future, right? That's my future. And that's what I want to believe. And I can believe that there's no old people in my family. Therefore, I'm on borrowed time now. I could believe that. I'm on borrowed time, right? I'm almost the age my father died. I'm past the age my mother died. I'm past the age when my grandmother had her first heart attack. I'm past the age when one of my grandmothers died, right? I could be thinking, I'm living on borrowed time. No, I bought back this time. I didn't borrow it. I bought it back by making choices about how I think, how I breathe, how I live, how I eat. And all of you can do the same. And that's what we're here to work on with you. Okay? Who's up for that? Yes? Yes? Yes. Perfect. All right. So each of you have different goals for the program. We've asked you to identify them in your getting to know you form and in different places. And we may keep asking you to identify them because I want you to stay connected to that goal. And that may shift a little bit and change. One of the first things we've asked you to do is what we call our inspired health vision system, where you're going to look at what are my values, what's most important to me, and what are my big visions and what are my goals. And I highly recommend that you do that because it's going to help us to see and help us to keep you back on track when you may get discouraged. I just did this and that and the other thing and things didn't change. I don't know. I'm just going to go eat candy bars. Okay, let's look at your goal. Let's look at your vision. Let's look at the steps we can take towards it. So I highly recommend. Who's done that already? Who or started that already? A lot of you. Good. Even if you've done it before, I highly recommend revisiting it because some of you did it in Sweet Spot. Some of you did it in Grand. Some of you did it in ERC last year. But I've had people who've come back and said, one person, Arlene, she will say, I do that every 3 or 4 months because every time I do it, there's a little bit more, I'm a little bit more focused and it keeps me focused. So I would say if you've already done it, do it again and let's get that up there. Okay, so that's what I wanted to talk about, the goals. It's all going to be different. Everybody's got different goals. That's why we're going to have the little small group things where I get to meet with you. Lynn and I are usually on those together with you guys and then your coaches. So that leads me to coaches. We have a form up that's a coach's choice. Some of you didn't see the big red letters that said, this isn't ready yet, don't fill it out yet, and you filled it out already. So we're going to go in and make sure you're in the right place and get the right emails. You may or may not have gotten an email from that because it wasn't quite ready. I've been working on with a tech guy to make sure that it's ready, so it should be ready by tomorrow. Lynn is taking the information, though, and coming up with her best idea of which groups are going to be best for you based on your times, but also based on what's going on for you, right? If she really feels like, you know, I know your number one choice was this time, and your number two choice was this, but this number two, that coaching combination really fits you and your personality and your goals, then she'll go ahead and do that. So you may not get your number one choice. You may get your number two choice, or you may get your number three choice. But we're trying to match it up so that we get the best coach for you. Here's the thing, though. If for some reason you don't gel with the particular coach or coaching team that you get with and you feel that, you like really are feeling that, let us know. You're not stuck there. We've moved people around for that reason. So just let us know and we'll take care of it. Okay. So I don't want you to feel like, okay, I'm stuck. I said this time that I don't really care for that coach, but they gave me my number one time and oh, well, I'm stuck. No. Okay. It's always an open door. Many of you have already had conversations with Michelle. Who's had conversations with Michelle? A lot of you. Okay. Who has not had a conversation with Michelle? Anybody? So all of you have had a conversation with Michelle. So you can access her to get to us. You know, if there's some specific thing, she handles my calendar. She handles my email and she'll help you get what you need. So reach out to her and she'll be happy to help you and put you in the right direction as to what you need. Okay. Okay. Do not reach out to Michelle if your download link doesn't work. That would be help desk because Michelle isn't the techie that does it. Help desk would be able to get the right techie person on there to figure out why your download link didn't work. Okay, good. All right, super, super. You're here because you're dedicated. And some of you who have been on some of these small group calls, I've mentioned the word hypervigilant. We all are in that category of hypervigilant. We really are looking for the best for ourselves. And there are some people out there who are just, you know, eating their Cheetos and drinking their Coke and not feeling well, but not connecting the two and not caring and figuring, well, if I get really bad, they'll do surgery on me. They'll give me a drug and the doctors will save me. You guys are really dedicated to doing the right things. And that's a good trait, but it also can get in your way. So I'm going to, if it's okay with you, I want to be able to, Lynn or I, to be able to step in and say, let's, you know, just calm your hypervigilant down and let's take things step by step because sometimes that hypervigilant gets ahead of the game and is like, And if I take the vitamin C, can I take it 2 minutes after the zinc, or is that too close? Can I, you know what I mean? You may get too, because you want to do it perfectly. And I don't want you to create an issue where the stress about not taking the vitamin C and the zinc in the right order is going to negate not only the effects of the vitamin C and the zinc, but create another stress in there, right? So throughout it, and I'm going to be bold in saying, as we go through your genetic things, that a lot of you have a particular set, the GADs, the MAOs, the COMTs. Those are specific ones that I have a lot of them. I know some of you already, because we've looked at your genes, have those. And those tend to make us more highly focused, but also prone to get anxious or stressed a little bit more easily than people who are more lackadaisical and don't have that genetic tendency. Is this making sense to people? Right? And so when we get so focused on, I got to get this right, I got to get this right, I got to get healed, then we get in the way sometimes. So I want permission from everybody to be able to, I think, Pat, you're not. Pat Murphy, you have much more of a laid back, it'll go get right, I'll do it right, you know, but I'm looking at the rest of you. I don't know some of you well enough to know, but I think of all the ones here that I do know, I think, Pat, you're probably the least of that. You're more laid back and, you know, whatever. So that's just my gut feel. Okay. So what the goal of this program is to give you tools for life, not just for our year together. And some of you may choose to do a second or third year together to continue to get the support, but we're giving you tools for life. So Lynn has an email that's going to go out tomorrow pertaining to the Master Health Tracker and your Google Drive. And we created this amazing spreadsheet for those of you who like spreadsheets and different columns where you can keep track of all your health stuff. So it's a really, like, it's a hypervigilance dream. If you're not comfortable with spreadsheets, let us know and we'll help to get you up to speed. Lynn created a little video that we're going to send out with this email to make sure. But it's a great way for you to take your old labs, take your new labs, put them into this little spreadsheet. We have all the columns marked. Find out which ones are in the excellent range, that the ideal range, which ones are in the kind of, you know, they're outside the ideal range that you want to narrow in, and which ones are more serious and are outside the lab range and are considered that there's really something that needs addressing right away. Okay, we're going to see that. You're going to be able to compare. You're going to be able to see, like, my liver enzymes still look good, and they were good last year, but they're getting up, they're creeping up. Maybe I want to intervene and find out what the stress is on my liver before it goes into the bad range. You're going to get access to that, a supplement tracking spreadsheet, a symptom tracking spreadsheet, a glucose tracking. They're all in one, what we call the master tracker. And that way, there's one place for your coaches and I to go to be able to see what's going on. In addition, you'll have access to this Google Drive, and you'll be able to upload whatever files you want us to see, whether it's records from a previous doctor, whether it's other lab tests, whether it's a food journal, a stress journal, a food mood poop journal, whatever you might be keeping that you can upload that we can see. Okay. Anybody that feels like, what's this Google Drive and what's a spreadsheet? And I don't feel comfortable with those. Okay, Kathy. All right. We'll just make sure, and Barbara. Okay. Make sure that you reach out. Lynn, and we'll teach Michelle a little bit more about, because she's techie. She's technical enough that she could help them through it if she knows what the different pieces are. And so we'll make sure that we get you set up so that we'll show you what's in your drive. We'll show you how to upload if you have labs. If you happen to go to the lab and they give you a paper sheet, we can't upload that unless you scan it into the computer. So at worst, you go to Kinko's and you go in there and you buy a little thumb drive and you hand them your papers and you say, could you somehow magically put these on this? And they'll do it. And then you'll stick it in your computer and we can guide you through getting it uploaded. But, you know, what we can't do is the paper. The paper just doesn't work, right? Because we need it.
And I have met with a few people already, and some of them now are just wonderkins.
There you go.
So here's
the thing about technology, and I was talking about this on, because we have a member of our team is really technology phobic, but I think that that's why she can't do it, is because she's scared of it. right? It's really, if you can, I can't even operate the DVD and the VCR and whatever other contraptions are attached to a TV. Why? Because I don't care about it. I'm smart enough. I could figure it out. Why there's 17 remotes and which one goes to which. I could figure it out, but I don't care enough about it. So if you care enough about it and you're like, oh, well, this is going to help me to be able to keep track of all my stuff. And then if I do go into a specialist or I broke my leg and I have to go in and fill out all this paperwork, you have all your data there. You just have to copy paste it into a new form. So it's going to help you to keep track of stuff forever. So giving you the incentive to do that. And then she'll show you, we're going to have you do heart math, have them do heart math before they start learning it.
If you listen to the orientation call, how many times, guys, did I say, okay, breathe.
Yes.
But I want to kind of be a little transparent. This is my not so secret story anymore. When I started working with Dr. Rita Marie, she would tell me to do something. I was too afraid to tell her. I had absolutely no idea what she was talking about. And so I just researched it and figured out. And then like about a year later, she said something and I said, yeah, I had absolutely no idea what I was doing.
I had no idea. She didn't know. I had no idea. Cause she would then master it. She'd do it. And I'm like, I need a whole team of people like that. Cause so many of them come, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
But that was my incentive, right? But
yeah.
It was, I wanted to keep working with her. So yeah, she didn't want to get that's my uplifting story here.
And that's true. You know, so if you have a good incentive, you can figure it out. Yeah, and we'll help you figure it out. We're not going to throw you to the wolves and do that. But it really helps ever since we've started to do these Google files and I get on a call, I can just look to see where all your stuff is and find it. And then we know where to put the recordings of calls and all kinds of stuff. Well, the private calls, the public calls go on the main website. Is that good? Does everybody feel like you're willing to learn it? Yes, Kathy and Barbara? Yes? Where did Barbara go? Oh, there she is. Okay, willing? Willing to try? Okay, good. And we'll make it as easy as possible and as painless as possible. So we've got multiple calls each month. We've got a group call, which is everybody gets together. We're going to do that the fourth week of the month. And we're going to alternate daytime, evening time. We've done a survey. Lynn has not given me the results yet of the survey. She's still compiling it to see which days people can't make it. So I don't want to do it at times when you can never make it. Like if you can never make it on Tuesday at 4 p.m., we're not going to do a call then. It doesn't make sense. But we're going to make it so that it alternates a daytime and an evening call, and we're going to use the guidelines there. We may end up having it be different days depending on, you know, maybe on a Wednesday one month and a Tuesday another month, just to make sure that we get cover bases. All of those calls are recorded, but those are calls that I encourage you to come on live. Even if you don't have a particular question that you think you want answered, there's always something that comes up in someone else's questions that you're going to benefit from. So it's really worth coming to as many of those as you can. Those of you who are in Gold and Gold Plus, we had so many Gold and Gold Plus signups that we are splitting. We're having a Gold and a Gold Plus separate small group call because it would be too big. They wouldn't be small group calls anymore, let me just say, if we put all of them together. So we'll have a Gold and a Gold Plus separate call, and we'll have days. If there's a month you can't make the Gold and you can make the Gold Plus or vice versa, it's fine. We're flexible. We're just trying to balance the numbers, and that seemed to be the most logical way to balance the numbers. And those are smaller groups, and we get to be, you know, a little closer and more intimate that way. And then you have your functional nutrition coach call, and every month you're going to meet with one of your coaches. And these guys did great. I heard such great stuff. I didn't go to those calls because it was finally some little time off for me, but Lynn did. And they did the little short topic and then open Q&A. And, you know, one of them is a yoga master. She did on yoga, and one of them did it on breathing, and one of them did it on vitamin C, I think. Not vitamin C. What did she do it? What did Drina do it on? She did it on something.
Did it on colon hydrotherapy or water hydrotherapy. It was not just enemas, but how water is beneficial.
So different topics, short, so that you're not overwhelmed with information, and then questions that you can ask. about anything going on. Like you can ask about whatever's going on with your program, with your struggles, with a celebration, and you'll have that. You also have your small group calls with your coaches. So there's opportunities to have coaching every week of the month. In addition to that, you get access to the Vital Health community where you can come to the Q&A calls there. You get access to the open coaching. So the goal was not to overwhelm you like, oh my God, there's too many calls for this, but to give you the opportunity to get support from not just me, but Lynn and the whole coaching team really as often as you need, because if it's once or twice a week, that's about what you need. In addition, I highly recommend you get started as soon as your coach is assigned. Start filling in your weekly journals, because that gives you the opportunity to be able to get your questions answered. So we don't have the ability to have everybody just emailing all the time. Because first of all, emails get lost in the shuffle. There's no good way to catalog them. When you use these forms, they get put into a database that we can go back and reference to anytime. And the forms are on the site. I'll do a screen share in a moment to show you, just to remind you. Lynn probably went over that when she did her orientation. But they're on the site. And plus, every Friday, you're going to be getting an email that says, hey, how was your week? And here's a link to your coaching, your progress journal. And just fill it in. And it's basically, what are your successes? What are your struggles? What do you want help with? And if you don't want, you just say everything's great. That's great too. We love to hear from you. Every Friday, you'll get an email with that. If you don't fill it out, you'll get another reminder on Saturday. And if you don't fill that out, you'll get another reminder on Sunday. And I'll tell you why we did it this way. The first, before we were just sending one email out and we'd get like maybe 5% of people, 10% of people would fill it out and they'd forget about it. When we went to the multiple reminders, it increased the fill out rate. And when you get more involved, then you're going to get better results. So if you 1 week or so, you're not able to do it, don't worry about it. We're not getting points against you or anything like that. But the point is that we want to see what's going on with you. And so that's our best way to keep in touch. And you'll send those to your coaches. Okay. And the goal plus is I read them all. So. And I read the others periodically, and I respond whenever there's something I feel there needs to be a response to, right? Or an intervention or a congratulations. Sometimes it's just, hey, congratulations. It's great. All right. So that's that. Okay. I'm going to go share screen because there's a few things I'll show you that. And then there's a couple of other things that I want to show you. Any questions thus far? Comments? Yeah, you're all good? Yeah? Okay, let me go. Good turnout too. All right, so we're gonna go to the site. And I'm gonna go to, I just had it open, where did it go? Okay. Maybe I have a second window open. My that's just that one. Okay. So once you're logged in to your ERC, you'll see with the word progress. You'll see your word progress. You can jumpstart this if you want to do it before we send you a reminder. You can do this at any time. If something's going on in between, like that you just want to let your coach know or whatever, you can always do this weekly check-in journal again, a second time. It's not going to hurt anything if you do that. This is where you find it. This is gone. This is when we had a diamond level. We don't have that anymore. You won't see it. I just see it. Then at 90 days, every 90 days, we want you to fill out a slightly longer evaluation. Like, how did I do over the last 90 days? I had these goals. How did I do with them? It's not a matter of judging, or it's just a matter of saying, okay, what gets measured gets managed, right? So, okay, I had this goal. I got this close to it. And we're going to teach you a method of celebrating that's based on not how far you are from your goal, but how far you've come from the beginning. Because as these humans and as perfectionists or recovering perfectionists, what we end up doing is, okay, I have this goal and this is where I'm going to, and this is where I started from. And I got to here. And we, as these humans and these self-critical beings, we look at this gap between where we wanted to get to and go, darn, I didn't make it. Why not look here? Why not look at this place from where you started to where you are and celebrate the success? It's always good to set goals a little beyond what you think you can reach. And then if you reach it, holy cow, it's room for celebration. If you get 75% there, it's room for celebration. So that's what we want to do with these 90-day goals. And then we have a 12-month evaluation. The other thing I wanted to share was just going back to the calls and recordings, just to make sure that everybody knows where things are. And what's this one? Oh, vital Q&A call. We have to find out from Jazzy if that's been posted and have her move it. So basically here you'll see your upcoming calls. We're going to be adding to this. That's why we did the survey. We don't have new calls for September, October, November. My goal is to get everything mapped out through the end of December and get it up here so that you can see what's coming up and you can mark your calendars. This is really important. Mark your calendars. We make every effort to do reminders, and most of the time the reminders come out, but every now and then a computer gremlin gets in the way and snatches that email and sends it off to oblivion somewhere, and it doesn't make it through. I don't want that to get in the way of you making it to your call. If we're going to make changes to it, that weekly newsletter every Friday, somewhere around noon, you're going to get a weekly newsletter. If there's going to be changes to the calendar, we're going to have in red, change, note, change. Then if you've already been proactive and put them on your calendar, you can go in and change it on your calendar. All right. We try not to change it. We do our very best not to change it. Even this morning with the getting to know you calls, I got off an airplane and, you know, I got home at like 9:20 and I didn't want to cancel anything. I don't like to cancel things. It's the last thing I ever like to do. Sometimes we have to, and we have to reschedule. Sometimes I've been asked to do a speaking gig somewhere and it's like, okay, I need to rearrange. This is always the call link for everything except for the smaller, the gold and the golden plus, and we'll get that posted to just those people. But this is the call for all of the, or the number, the link for all of those, right? These are just some extras that you have here. The live stream that you all attended, we decided to put the link there to keep it easy. And this was Maya's bonus from last year, and she's going to be doing it again live for those of you who are really wanting to get better at mastering gluten-free. And then all your call recordings will be here. So you see, you already have a whole bunch, even though today's the official kickoff. We already have 5 different calls listed here, right? And after we do this one, it'll be 6. Looks like she put the biofield recording in, but she didn't take it off the upcoming. We have to get her to make sure.
I'm just doing that now because it's the same thing with the
So we need to make sure she has a step by step. Yeah, because all of them are there. So you've got 5 calls already, right? So and these are for the you guys who were in last year. You'll still have access to your old calls. The rest of you won't see that. So the point is here. I really want to make sure you put this on your calendar. Are we good? Yes,
Dr. Rita Marie.
Yeah.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
On the call recordings, when you list them, can you put the length of the call? Because sometimes I get in and I want to listen to it, and I have like a half an hour, an hour, and I go, oh, crap, it's 2.5 hours. So I need to wait till I have 2.5 hours if I want to watch, listen.
So you mean on this list here as opposed to, because you can click this.
Right.
And then you can see how long it is by just clicking there. And it says,
yeah, but then you have to get in there.
Hello, everybody.
Why is that 3 hours? Oh, that was a, oh, yeah, that was a long one.
Huh. Okay, I was just thinking if it was on the screen. You know, if I had a half an hour to kill, I could pick a half an hour one.
I see what you're saying. So, Lynn, will you make a note of that and see if that's possible? Okay, yeah. Should be. It should be, no problem.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. But no guarantees.
Oh, no, that's okay.
My hands, right?
I got to suggest it.
When I used to do everything myself, I could just say sure and then I could go do it. Now it's like there's too much for me to handle it all myself. But yeah, it's a good point. It's a really good point. Like that was a 3-hour call and that's not there for everybody. That's only, well, that shouldn't be there.
There's never been a 30-minute call.
I know. It's true. It's true. This one is not supposed to be here, Lynn, unless in the back end it's protected only to those folks who were on it, were invited to it. But that's not supposed to be here. That was just supposed to be sent to you guys in an email, the guys that signed up for it. So if you can make a note of that for Jazzy to, yeah. Right. Okay. Okay. So calls, modules, programs. Okay. So let me look at my list here, make sure I got that. Okay, so coach choices. I want to just show you what that looks like. And for coach choices, it's on this thing, share your story. So what we want you to do is do everything in Ready, Set, Go, and then your essential first steps, and then the share your story, choose your coach. Because these are just some basic things that I want everybody to be on the same framework with. So if you go here, and I'm assuming everybody sees this now because we did make changes to the back end. I think John was having trouble and so was Marsha and some others hadn't known it. So complete the getting to know you form that you need to do before you reserve your spot on the call with me. But then this down here is you can learn about the coaching team. And when you click here, you're going to see a list of all of our coaches and a little bio there at the top is the dates and the team, right, of the times. And if you know that you absolutely cannot make certain times on here, you don't have to spend your time reading about those coaches unless you plan to change it. So just pick the times you know you could possibly attend. Read the person's bio and see if there's somebody that you really resonate with. And then you can make that one your top choice. Okay, and there's a lot of coaches here. These are all the group coaches. And then we have a few extras. These guys are all also Golden Gold Plus coaches. And then we have three people, Lisa, Steph, and Isabel, who are just doing Golden Gold Plus calls. Okay, so read about these guys. If you have preference, if you don't have preferences and time, you're always available, just let us know that. And we'll just put you wherever Lynn is very good at, you know, figuring that stuff out. She'll just put you where she thinks you go. Now, this is the part that confused me. See this? But some of you filled it out. You guys jumped the gun. So please wait to complete this form. The back end is still being cooked up. So we're hopefully by tomorrow. I'm going to check it tonight. If it's okay and good to go, I'll get it opened up. I'll take that note out. And if it's not, then I'll have our tech guy. He's in the Philippines, so he'll be there first thing in the morning, and I'll be able to get him to fix it. Whatever might be needing fixing. But basically, you're going to go and choose your coach form. It's very simple. You're going to see that same list again of people. Is this helpful or is this just redundant? Anybody?
Well, I think the question is, when is it ready, right? Like those two, right now we're just sort of getting conflicting info. So we need to know when it's actually ready for us to pick.
Yeah. What do you mean you're getting conflicting info? The fact that it's available to link?
Yeah. Well, it sounds like we could do it now, even though it says not to do it now.
No, I would say don't do it now.
Don't do it now, right?
It's going to create extra work for us to then go and manually tag everybody who did it and make sure that their information is supposed to be an email that gets sent and all that.
The other piece that's a little confusing is on the list of coaches, mm-hmm. back in the previous tab, it's got all the coaching pairs, but then it says, oh, by the way, here's some more Gold and Gold Plus coaches. Well, if you're a Gold or Gold Plus, which list are you supposed to pick from?
Well, you're going to pick one from each. So good point. So you'll pick the team that you're in, and then you'll pick your Gold coach.
So the Gold coach is a third person that might not be one of those.
Right, but that's the one you're going to have your private calls with.
Okay. And on this form you're in now, there's a spot to pick both of those?
Yes.
I see.
That's the first, second, third, and first, second, third.
And then below. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Let's make sure, make a note of that, Lynn. We'll make sure that edit gets made to say Golden Gold Plus, choose one, choose from both sections.
Okay.
You may still be going to change some stuff, but if you go up a little bit from your, yeah, it's 2018, 2019, but if you go up higher.
Oh.
It says 2017, 2018.
Thank you. All right. Jazzy's got to change that. Or I can do it tonight.
I had a question.
Sure.
I got an email this morning. Let's see, I'm looking at it. It said that asking for me to complete the coaching time preferences form. So that I linked on it from there, and that's why I submitted it today because I thought I was supposed to.
Oh, see, that's okay. All right, thank you.
That's why I felt like, oh, I'm behind. I better get it in.
So. Okay, got it. That's why people did it. You didn't go there. You got an email after you submitted the Getting to Know You call. Okay, I'll get it all straightened out tonight, and that way it'll be working. Sorry about that.
I got two and different ones, and then I sent one to Lynn and said, are we supposed to be doing something with this? Because it seemed like it was out of whack, like it should have been later or something.
All right, send them to Lynn. We were supposed to test it before opening up that page, and anyway, it got switched before it was really ready, so...
So, Dr. Rita Marie, are we to, when we do the small group and the private coach, should they be different? Like, if you have a private coach in mind, should you choose that person two times or just different?
Can I speak to this a little bit?
Sure.
Okay. So, when you're looking to choose your group, this is, your coaches are going to be the ones to facilitate that support. Your groups are for that support that you probably don't get in the rest of your life, because you may be the only person in your life that's gluten-free and doing all these crazy things and taking supplements. And this group is where you get to let your hair down. You get to talk about what's going on in your life. It's where you're going to be talking about the pillars, because Dr. Rita Marie is going to be doing this pillar training. And so those coaches are going to facilitate that conversation. If, for example, with yourself as a Gold Plus, if you get to choose a private coach, that's where you're really going to get digging down into the meat of the labs and what you're going to be doing. And so as you consider who you're choosing for your coaches, that's something to put in the mix. Those are their separate roles.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Good point. Thank you guys for asking these questions to help us make it more clear. It's always clear to us because we created it, and it just makes total sense. So if we confused you, I apologize for that. And if you've already chosen and you filled it out, no worries, Debbie. We already know your coach anyway, because we
I know
that one anyway. You chose that last year, and a couple of you have, you know, the ones who are coming back.
Yeah.
And but the group, you know, we'll still honor it. We're just going to have to, you know, it's our thing in the background. We'll just make sure that we do it.
Yeah.
And Lynn just sends that. So what happens is, after you choose it, give us a couple of days. Lynn gets this notice. Hey, Jeannie just picked her coaches. Take a look. So Lynn takes a look. She looks at your Getting to Know You form. She coordinates. And then she says, you know what? I think the best coach for Jeannie is going to be Isabel. And she chooses, right? And, you know, of the three that you chose, right, maybe she thinks Isabel's the best one, right? Whatever. And then in the groups, well, you just kind of go by, you have to rule out the ones you can't make, right? You, even if you love that coaching team and the sounds of them, if you absolutely have choir practice every, you know, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock and that's when they meet, you're not going to make it, right? Unless you decide to change some things in your life. So choose the time that you absolutely can commit to doing most of the time. Of course, graduations come up and weddings come up and funerals come up and, you know, illness comes up and there's going to be times you can't. But let's make a commitment to choose a time that you can come to most of the time. Make sense? Yeah.
And this is where I'm going to put a plug in for going to the group coaching calls with Dr. Rita Marie. Because those are just amazing opportunities, again, to ask questions about the actions you are putting forth in your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like Jay said, they never go a half hour. They rarely go an hour and a half. They usually go as long as somebody still has questions, unless, you know, it's the afternoon and I don't have something behind it. I try to be there just to support you as much as possible. Of course, I want to honor your time. And if you're on the East Coast and it's getting to be 10 o'clock, it's not a good idea to be continuing past that. But it's an opportunity to really dig. And I can usually get to the heart of things pretty quickly. You know, especially if you just got a new lab in. I don't understand this. I just got my new lab in and this value went down. I thought it was going to go up. What do you think might be going on? And to take a quick look at that and go, oh yeah, here's some alterations. Here's some things we should try. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of labs, we will have an all day lab, a lab day. And that will be, I'm hoping at the end of September. I haven't ironed out the exact days. I wanted to look at the times that everybody was available. Usually, actually, we do those on Saturdays because it's just, we do it all day. It's like going to a workshop and you just learn a tremendous amount. Even while you're listening to other people get their lab analyzed, you're learning and I constantly am interjecting. Well, this means this. So if anybody else has this particular thing, it might mean you have a zinc deficiency. So if you have it, mark it, you know, and we'll come back to it or jot a note down. And then when we get to you, we'll go into more detail. Does that make sense? It's a great opportunity. I find that people learn more from those than necessarily having a one-on-one. Just because you learn from everybody else's stuff. Okay? Yeah? All right. And then there's a second one for golds and gold pluses. There's a second lab analysis call later on in the year. What's the other thing that there also is? Oh, and then for elites, there's a monthly call. There's about seven of them, so it may not be exactly monthly, but we have seven additional modules that you get access to once you're in your second year, cardiovascular and deep tissue detox and all that. And we decided this year not to leave it to chance that you were going to actually go through them, but we're going to have a session for each one to take you through it and then answer your questions about it to get you going on it. And those probably won't be every month because I want to give you time in between to work on them, but it may be every other month or thereabouts. Okay. All right, let me see what else is on my list. Any questions so far? These have been great questions and clarification points. Yeah, so getting back to what I said there earlier was tools for life. My goal is to teach you how to take care of you, how your body works. It's like the owner's manual that we never got when we were born, the owner's manual that mom never got when we were born to say, really, here's how you take care of this human to grow it into a fully functioning, healthy adult. And so I want you to learn a lot of that stuff to the extent of your desire. I know some of you are really, really like into it now and know a lot. So you're going to go deeper. Those of you who are like, okay, just give me the basics, ma'am. Just give me the basics. We'll give you the basics. But it's the idea is to empower you to make choices, to understand what labs might be helpful, and to understand how to actually read them. So part of this, for those of you who choose to do it, is to learn to actually read your own lab. So 3 years down the road, you get a lab result back, you're going back, and you can put it back in your master tracker. You'll always have access to that. You put it in your master tracker and go, oh, this might mean that. Maybe I shouldn't have stopped that zinc supplementation so soon because it looks like maybe that zinc deficiency issue is back, et cetera. Okay, questions on that? Good? Chanora, please say your name again for me because I keep saying it wrong.
Hanaora.
Okay, like Hanukkah.
Yes.
Hanaora. Okay. Hanaora, are you okay with this? I know you're techie. You're not as
efficient. But I do want to learn. But I still had a question about the coaches that I think maybe you didn't answer. Somebody asked about seeing the same coach for both group and individual.
Yep, and you can if you want. You can if you want. Absolutely. Like not all the private coaches, there's three of them that don't have groups. Mm-hmm. So if you choose one of those, obviously you'll have to choose two different coaches for the other. But if you were to choose, say, Annette, right? You'd say Annette, and Annette and Eva meet on Wednesday at 9 a.m. That's a good time for me. Maybe it's not because I think you liked later times is what I heard. But anyway, I'm just giving you an example. You go, okay, I can do that. And you may want to do that.
Okay.
Right? But you don't have to. Okay?
Did you say that there was some place on the site where the coaches gave a little spiel and then there was questions? I didn't know about that.
Okay. I'm going to show you exactly how to get it, get to it. One of these days we're going to have them all do videos, but we don't have that done yet. So if you were to go, I'm just going to take you from start to finish. You go to ERC Home.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And make sure you write these down, because if you're like me, as soon as you leave the screen, you're going to forget. What did she say to, why is that not working? Okay, there it is. My computer needs a reboot. It's been like this all day. All right, so then from here, you're going to go to share your story and choose your coach.
Right.
And then you're going to scroll down to, I think it's number four, the big number four step. Number five, learn about our coaching team. And then just click on here, you'll get coaches' bios. And we have there at the top of this page, we have the groups, and then we have all the coaches.
So it's what they've written. It's not that there's an audio where they've spoken.
No, we don't have that yet. We've talked about doing that or a video.
Okay.
But we haven't yet. Yeah. Okay. And if you need, you know, if you're thinking like I'm thinking of these different ones, just Lynn, reach out and let Lynn know, and she's really good at helping you pick or her picking for you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, I don't know if anyone else still has this problem, but when I click and I realize there's still the red statement that says don't pick your coaches yet, but when I click on the pick your coaches form, I still get the error now that says, oops, you don't have access to this.
I get that also. Lynn and I were just. Yeah.
When you click this one, choose.
When I click on that one, I get a big error that just says, oops, you don't have access to this.
Yeah.
Now, I did have access to it like 2 weeks ago because I actually submitted my request based on the old form. So I'm going to go in and do it again.
Yeah.
But now I don't have access to it.
Now you don't have access to it. Lordy, lordy. David said he fixed all of those. Okay.
Me too. Same experience.
Anybody else having that? Because I know that Debbie was able to get there. Karen was able to get there. I think Jay was able to get there. Paula was able to get there because I saw your names as to having submitted it. All right. Lynn, make a note of that. And after this call, give me all those notes. And whatever I can fix, I'll fix. And whatever I can't, I'll pass on to the tech guys.
Dr. Rita Marie, so will the new form be there? Is that where we need to go get it, or will it come in an email again like it did the last time? Or,
well, the reason it came in an email was erroneous, and it came as a result of you filling out your getting to know you form, and it might have been last year's.
Okay.
It might have been last year's that you got before.
To do the new one.
Yeah, okay. So it's best to do the new one.
And just go back, but it's not ready. Is that right?
Well, we'll make sure that it gets ready, and then we'll send an email immediately then and take that note off.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. But I would love it if everybody would check this out to see if indeed that this page should be available. So we'll look to see why. Darn it. Okay.
Dr. Rita Marie?
Yeah.
Jeannie asked about picking a group and a coach the same. One of the things that I would throw out there is that this is a great opportunity to get different perspectives. We're getting yours, we're getting our coach, we're getting the small group coaches, we're getting each other. So if you limit yourself to the same coach, you might be losing out on an opportunity to hook up with somebody that might really understand you better. Also, should there be a problem with your coach, it gives you an opportunity to vet out two other coaches, in case you want to switch. So I really enjoyed my small group. It was different than my coach, and I got to know two really great coaches who helped me a lot. So I just want to throw that out there.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. That's great. And all of these guys have been trained by me, you know, same way Lynn. So they're all, you know, I don't know that anybody's on caliber with Lynn, of course, but they're all really amazing. And based on what is going on with you, some of them are like like the super geeky, I want to solve this problem that nobody else has solved, and is really super good at those really tough cases. And that would be probably Lisa is probably my top choice with that. But there are others too. I have to look at that. Michelle's good that way too. Brina, Lisa all have.
And I also want to just mention real briefly, because, and I can understand some of the confusion. So you received an email over the weekend about the open group coaching preference survey that we did. That is for the calls with Dr. Rita Marie. Those are not the group coaching calls.
Right.
Okay. So I know I've spoken with a few people who, and I can understand that, who are confused about that. So the choices for those dates were for the calls that Dr. Rita Marie was just talking about, where we're going to do some during the day and some at night.
Yeah. And we want
those were for hers.
Yeah.
I got that one, but I also got the one for the group, the two
cards. Probably because it came in error because of the getting
the one requesting the times, and then I got the other one, and then I got another one. So
sorry. Okay.
I didn't get the survey one. The one you're talking about for the survey, I just double checked, but I didn't get that one. Huh. So did I get a copy of that?
Yeah. Can you just send her a link? Does anybody else not get that? So it was a survey. It was an email that came from Lynn, right? It came from Lynn? Did it come from you?
Well, it said Dr. Rita Marie.
Oh, it still said me on it, but she wrote it. Anyway, and it said, please pick some of the times for your coaching. The group coaching. This is all get sorted out. I hate to put overwhelm and confusion into the beginning of this program, but we're trying to juggle it and balance it and actually give you a say, because we've had people say, well, why do you have the call at that time? I can't make it, you know? And so we're trying to just kind of see how much we can accommodate everybody for their specific needs, because it's going to be different time zones, etc. Okay. Let's take a deep breath. Let's just picture yourself in that place where you want to be, where whatever the challenges you're having right now are gone, and you are stepping into this life that you absolutely love, with the energy that you want to have, with the clarity, with the giving and the helping. For some of you, that was a really big one. For others of you, it was the family time and being there. For others of you, it's the athletic pursuits and really being able to take on those sports again, and just see yourself in that place right now. And just allow that feeling to permeate you. Allow yourself to really feel what it feels like to be there. And if you want to throw out some words, like, what does that feel like? Anybody? Oh, that's a good one. I feel like barking.
A relief.
Relief. There you go. Good. Yeah. Anybody else? Debbie?
Peaceful,
good.
Whole.
I love it. Yeah.
Miraculous.
That's beautiful. Who said that?
Kathy.
You know, I can't see everybody, so I have to scroll up and down, so I didn't hear. Okay, great, Kathy. Thank you. I love that. Anybody else want to shout one out?
Excited.
Yay. Was that Sarah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I recognize your voice. Great. Who else?
Happy.
Happy. Who is that?
Hannah Ora.
Yay. Kimberly? I unmuted you.
Unmute myself.
Okay.
Connected.
I love it. Yeah. These are all like these positive emotions that allow us to access our healing. And the more you access a positive state, the more your psyche accesses the positive states of healing, and it's going towards that. So the more you can just vision your future and speak of your future as if it's present. The more your brain goes, okay, what do I have to do to get there? I'm getting there. So I really encourage you to take up this practice every day, is to just really set that goal, write it on an index card, read it every day, feel into it, and just see that you're going in that direction. Anybody else before we move on? I'll look at my list.
I just have to say one more. Blessed. I would feel blessed.
Blessed. Yes. I love that. And blessed has that attitude, that appreciation, right? Gratitude. Because you feel like, yeah, you feel like this blessing's being bestowed on you. And for me, that entails like, oh my God, I'm just so blessed. I'm so grateful for this blessing. Thank you. That's great. And what? Hopeful. Who is that? Rich?
Rich.
Yes. Yes. Awesome. Hopeful is so much more empowering than hopeless, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Free.
Free. Yes. You and I share that goal of free. It just feels like so free to just not have to be encumbered by bodily things. Yeah. Cool. You guys are
relaxed.
Awesome. Relaxed. Who was that?
Sandy, relaxed.
Wonderful. Thank you. Lovely.
Energized.
Who was that?
Claudia.
Claudia. Oh, good. You're on. I didn't see you earlier. Claudia's energized. Wonderful.
Empowered. Although someone may have said that already.
That doesn't matter. You can have the same word as somebody else. Is that Sheila?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Empowered. Yeah. And those words, just write those words down, because that word came to you for a reason. And all you maybe have to do is say that word and say that word out loud and recreate that feeling. Right. And the more you do it, the more positive the response is going to be. Right. So I'm looking through my stuff. Reminders. Sometimes we don't get them. Okay. Reminders. I've got my tech guy working on setting it up so that you can get text reminders for those of you who want to. He'll give you the choice. It'll be a little thing you fill out and say, I want text reminders only, I want email reminders only, or I want both. The email reminders would be like the early that morning, and the text reminder would be right before the call. So if you want both, it might actually be a good thing is to get it both times. And then you'll always get the reminders as part of your newsletter every Friday. It'll have that list. And you'll always have them on this page, calls and recordings. Okay, so I think that was it. The weekly newsletters, we generally have your list of upcoming. We've started to do upcoming and then like this following week, but then what's in the future? So the next week or so, so you can plan ahead and make sure that they're on your calendar. And we often do a little tip, right? This last couple of weeks, we gave you a little herb to look at, but we'll be doing different little tips to help guide you through just a little action you can take to help bring you closer and closer to that goal.
Yeah, I like the tips. Those are nice.
You like the tips? Great. Thank you. Thanks for that feedback. Cool. Foundations. Okay. So, we're going to be starting in October, once a month, we're going to cover one of the foundations, one of those foundational freedom pillars, fun and restful sleep and mindfulness and exercise and all that. We're going to give you a little talk about it, and then everybody's going to create an action step that you're going to do and commit to doing within that pillar that month. And then you can go back and go to the website and dig in more deeply with it. We were doing it more self-paced before and found out that self-paced for a lot of people was overwhelming, because it's like, what do I do first? What do I do next? And it didn't get done. So we're just going to give you that space. If you've already mastered a certain one of the pillars and that's the one for the month, then you're welcome to move on. And we'll talk about that on that call. Okay. Foundations. For the O's of you in Elite, I said you're going to have the opportunity to, second sweetheart. People say, why do you have a card? Oh, that looks like something. Okay. So on the Elite, we're going to have 7 calls that will be those specific deep dive topics, the cardiovascular, the musculoskeletal, energetics, deep tissue detox, immune system. And then I forget what the other two are, actually. I said cardiovascular, respiratory. Anyway, there's seven of them to go deeper. And that's it. So special extra calls that I have in mind. I really like to do a prep for the lab. So like maybe 2 to 3 weeks before we actually do the all day lab thing is to make sure everybody's really clear. If you haven't ordered all the tests that are probably good, necessary for you, that we help you go over that. Here's what I recommend is there's a thing on this page.
Okay.
On the Discovery Dashboard lab page, there's a list. Here we go. We have to go to the Gap Discovery, which is your evaluations module. And then we're going to go to the page that says lab testing. And on there, there's a document, a PDF you can download, you can print it, you can highlight. And as you read through some of the labs on there, you can think, wow, this one sounds like I need it. Highlight them and then bring that with you to your first call with your coach. And your coach can help you determine which of those tests you need and maybe some that you didn't mark. That would be helpful for you. That way you just get it done once and if you have to go twice, it's no big deal unless you live in Idaho or rural somewhere that 3 hours to a lab. Okay. So this is the document that I'm talking about. And here we go. Here, review the lab testing documents. So the steps I put in here were, if you've had any recent lab work within the past year, you can upload using the file uploader or your Google Drive. So someone told me this afternoon that they just had gotten a Dutch test done. Somebody else told me that they just ordered a 23andMe test. Another person told me they had a stool test. If you have anything that's within about a year, upload them to your Google Drive. And this is how to do it. And Lynn's sending out an email about that as well. All right. And you'll get the email, which will have your link to your Google Drive. If you don't know about that yet, you will. And then this is a testing document that gives you lists of all the different kind of tests that are available and who should get them and why you should get them. And
all right,
try going through it yourself the first time and then bring it to the first call with your coach. And if you still need clarification, you can bring it to one of the calls with me. Okay. Especially if we do this lab review call. So I want to make sure everybody's really clear on what they're going to get ordered. Does that make sense? Yes. All right. Any questions on that?
Yeah. Where do we order tests if we live in Europe?
Oy vey, your doctor would have to order for you. You're in London.
She's in the UK. Close. Actually, a lot.
Ask Allison if she has any idea.
Allison or Lisa, but they've also said there's tests that they still order from the States.
Well, the regular blood test would not be orderable. Right.
Yeah,
some of the specialty, like stool tests and some of the specialty tests you can get over there. And Lisa she's in Switzerland and Allison, who's not coaching this year, but she coached last year. She's an MD in the UK. And we can ask them if they have some ideas on how. Yeah. But usually it's go to your doctor. Here's my list. Can you please run
your GP? Yeah.
Similar to.
Well, they don't do anything you want.
I know.
Only if you're lucky.
I know. So that's the issue is trying to find somebody who will. Yeah. And then if we don't get them, we don't get them. We're just going to have to assume, right? Assume with an educated guess based on your history, what tests you need to have done. It's not, like if I think your homocysteine is high based on some other things and you can't get your doctor to run a homocysteine, I'm going to act as if your homocysteine's high because it can't hurt you. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and we've all got that, especially, you know, folks like Lisa's good about that. She may actually be able to hook you up with somebody who can order mm-hmm. for you too. She's in Switzerland, but.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So if I have a question concerning this, I would go to whom to ask?
If you have a question concerning what?
Tests.
like what tests you should order, that would be the first appointment that you have with your coach.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that's what that is. That's the getting, you know, that's like a 90-minute comprehensive consultation. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I added something new that I wanted to show you. Go to Discovery Home. I added a new page, and it's home testing. He just wrote testing up here, part four testing, because home testing would have made the menu too big. But this is a home testing page. And this is just a bunch of stuff, and I'm going to plan a call around this to take you through some of the things you can actually learn to do at home to help you to discover what's going on. Number one, get a glucose meter and start to test your own glucose. And we have a whole glucose testing resource page to teach you how and what ones to order, et cetera. Testing pH, easy to do. This document tells you how to do it, how to order stuff. You don't have to do all of these. These are just giving you options, right? Just go through and read through it. And if it seems like something you want to do and keep track of your own health at home, do it. A vitamin C calibration test, monitor blood pressure and pulse, assess adrenal health, assess thyroid function. There's some at-home biochemical testing things you can do, like with little dipsticks that you stick into your urine and things like that. Assessing bowel transit time. And then this one I want to point out, track and analyze food intake. For us to be able to really support you and help you and fine tune that diet to what's right for you, we have to see what you're doing. So I love to get a 3 to 5 day diet summary so we can take a look and you can share that with your coach and we can help you to see if there's patterns to the symptoms you're having and the diet. And this app makes it really easy. Marsha, first, I think it was your first time when I saw your report, Marsha, was then I went, whoa, this app is really good. So it's called Chronometer. And it basically can put all your food and the amounts you had of each, and it spits out to you how much protein, how much fat, the ratio between omega-3 and 6 fats, how much magnesium, how much vitamin C. And then even further than that, the report will let you hover over anything that you're low in. Say it says you are low in magnesium and you hover over that magnesium. It will tell you all the foods that you currently eat that contain magnesium. So you can go, oh, wow, if I just add 2 more cups of kale, I'll be good. I'll have enough magnesium or, you know, 2 cups of whatever or a half a cup of hemp seeds or something like that. So it's a really nice little report and it helps you to identify what's working for you and what's not. We have a little food tracker in the Master Health Tracker, but, you know, it doesn't do the analysis. This is a really fancy program with a lot of good back end. So I highly recommend you at least look into it, and you've got all the information here, okay? And apparently they have an Apple and an Android app as well as being able to do it on your computer. So it's really easy if you're out, you know, and you're at your friend's house and you just ate such and such, and you just do it. Okay. Questions on that? And we'll do a whole call on just going through these and you can decide. We did some of it at the 2-day live stream that a lot of you were at. And we'll just go into a little bit more detail to see if which ones are going to be appropriate for you based on your health needs. Right? If you don't have any problems with blood pressure, may not be something you're going to spend the time and energy to evaluate. All right. That was all I had on my list other than intros. All right. So anybody have any questions on the site on what to do next? Are we all good?
Yeah.
Okay. Stop share. All right. So what I would love to do is, Is that Lynn?
I actually do have a question. I'm not sure if this is the right place to ask it. So you just let me know. When I was in the States, I thought I had paid for the labs that you recommended. And then I realized I wasn't able to go at that time. And I don't know if you recall, I said, oh my God, can I go at another time? Because my days were so ridiculously full and I had booked too late. So I would have had to wait in line. Anyway, the point is I could have sworn I paid for it. I guess I'm going to have to look at my Visa or my Amex card because I should have gotten probably some acknowledgement, right?
Yeah. So when you pay for the labs, like that was through the, your labs online or my,
right.
Yeah. That one. If you get that, they will send you an email or somehow they'll send you a requisition sheet that you print and then take to the lab.
Okay.
If you get that, then the payment might not have gone through. But no, I remembered Alan said to me, oh, somebody from your group that lives in Bahamas was going to Florida and ordered tests.
Okay. So what email should I have gotten back?
I don't know. I've never done it. I just know that that's what it is. So Lynn, make a note for me to contact Alan Hopkins and find out if he can look that up or his team can look that up. Because I remember him saying that to me. Oh, somebody that, you know, is in your group that was in Florida ordered tests.
Yeah. Okay. Because
maybe it went to your spam. It might have gone to your spam.
Now, you know, I was using another computer. I was using my cousin's computer. But
might have gone to a spam bot, you know, a spam holder, and you didn't get it.
Oh,
yeah. So any of you, there's a couple of ways you can get labs done if your doctors won't order them for you in the states, in all states except for New York, Rhode Island, and Maryland. I think those are the three that won't do it. But you basically can go to directlabs.com, which is what we've been using for years, directlabs.com/Dr. Rita Marie. Or check it out and look at the prices. Dr. Hopkins Lab, I got a link there, which is called runmylabs.com. And he sent me a spreadsheet that had all of my panels and showed how his lab was like 20% lower in price than Direct Labs. And that's what he prides himself on. So I would check out his lab. And if you want to double check with Direct Labs, but go ahead and do them there. And then some of you got a couple of tests free, and he was supposed to send me up a portal where we could order them for you. Make a note of that too, that I got to check in with him. He was going to set us up with so that we could enter everybody's names that got those labs into there and we'd get it. Okay. All right. Okay. So what I would love is, and this is the brief, I'm Pat, I'm from Austin, and my biggest goal for this year is this. And I want to just do it in 30 seconds to a minute so we get through everybody. 30 seconds, just so everybody has a name with a face and like where you're from, and you'll get to know each other better as time goes on. So starting with Pat, only because you're up in the upper left.
Yeah, I'm ready there. Okay.
So,
I'm Pat, I'm from Austin, and goals are to not hurt and want to move. I want to move, but I don't like moving because it hurts. Great. And blood pressure.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Diana.
Ah, 5 minutes. Okay. Diana from Idaho. And I just want to get my energy back so that I can continue on with life.
Beautiful. All right. Next is Karen Cole.
Karen Cole. I live in Miamisburg, Ohio, which is just north of Cincinnati. I was in ERC last year. I'm returning, and I would like to get rid of my FLC syndrome, which is feel like crap.
Good. All right, Linda.
Yeah, I'm Linda from Northwest Colorado. Boy, this is a loaded question. Just want to get my energy back, but what I want to do is be able to flow and move through these blocks. I've got to give myself that. And then the rest of it's just going to come. I want that right up front, is to be able to get through the blocks, just flow and dance. I actually started dancing yesterday.
Woo!
Yeah, and just before this call. So that's how I vision it.
Yay. I love it, Linda. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Rich.
My name's Rich. I'm from New Hampshire in the Seacoast area. This is my second year with ERC. Made good strides then, but I want to gain some weight. I want to put on 15 pounds. I'm kind of scrawny right now, and I want to get this thyroid working again so I get the energy that I used to have a few years back.
Who wants to give him 15 pounds? Does anybody want to volunteer?
I'll take it.
I'll give you my 15 pounds.
All right. I'll take just your weight muscle.
Oh, he wants your muscle weight. I don't think anybody wants to give up that.
I don't want
to
give that up.
No. Paula.
Hi, I'm Paula. I'm in Rockford, Illinois, which is north central Illinois. And this is my second year in ERC, and I'm continuing to work on gut. That's really kind of my focus right now.
Great. Wonderful. Thank you. Jeannie.
Hi, I'm Jeannie, and I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio. And this is my first year. And my goal is to have an individualized health program that I can do at home daily. And, it's personal to me and to help me, not to have a, breast cancer recurrence and also to, overcome some of the genetics that I've been given from my family.
Outsmarting your genetics. Yes. Thank you. Who's next? Barbara. Oops, let me unmute you. I'll unmute you. Let me see if I can. Unmute. Oh, there. You're unmuted. Go.
Okay. I'm Barbara. I'm from Reigate in the UK, close to London. This is my first year with this program, and what I would like is that I come to a point where my body doesn't need to produce any more symptoms, which I have plenty of, and where I can feel positive about my life, and where I have a positive outlook.
Great. That's a great goal. Thank you. Okay. Mary Ellen.
Muted.
Oops, let me unmute you. Oops, whoops. We keep doing it. Okay, you do it. Okay, now you're unmuted.
And so my first goal is to be acclimated to ERC because I'm new. And basically gut issues, leaky gut.
Great. And where'd you say you were from? I think we missed
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay, good. Okay. And Sheila. Oh, I need to do you. Sheila.
Okay, I did it. I'm Sheila from Pasadena, California, and I'm looking to find the root cause of this insomnia that is not mine and make it go away. Thank
the
you.
Visiting insomnia. Yes. Good. Okay. Yeah. Tell me again where you're from.
Pasadena, California.
Pasadena. Okay, great. Thank you. And Sandy.
Hi, Sandy from Sunnyvale, California, Northern California. And I really want to discover which toxins and other things are causing those symptoms. This I like this idea so much. Old symptoms over there. And I've got these. I've been dealing with leg and arm pains and a cyst on my arm, and I think that's toxins, and I don't detox very well, and I want to be able to detox better. So my big goal is this whole detoxification and toxins.
Great.
So I want more energy, and also I want to be more comfortable talking and being on camera. That's a big goal of mine.
Oh, you're doing a great job right now.
Thank you. I'm getting better. Thank you very much. And also, I am really looking forward to some surprises because, you know, there's always surprises for me on these programs.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Kathy.
Oops. Now.
There we go.
Hi, I'm Kathy Shockless, and I'm new to the group, and I'm from Wiltonville, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. And my celebration is I am a stage four cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. I'm thrilled to still be here, but the central effects are that I have, I use a walker. I did some damage through some radiation, and I do not believe some doctors' comments that nerves cannot be healed or regenerated. I know differently, and I'm here to do it with you, walking with me. And I'm someday going to let go of my walker. And I would like to reduce my pain because it does keep me. I related to Pat. I think she was the first one and said she's not motivated to move because of pain. And I am in a situation where my constant level 4 goes up to a 6 when I walk. Mm. I am a former marathoner, and I am so okay if I never run another marathon. I've done 6. That's plenty. But I would like to be able to be more active again and hike and kayak. And okay. I'm just thrilled to join you.
Yay. You are a survivor. You've been given another chance for a lot of good reasons.
Yes, I'm here for a reason. There's
unfinished work here for you, and you've got to get strong to get out there and do it.
Yes, and I do already consult with people with cancer. That's one of the reasons why I'm still alive, is to share what an oncologist by regulation cannot share with you. And that's what I'm filled with, is the science and the knowledge of 11 years of at least 20 hours a week of research. So you and I are a good fit because you're a lifelong learner, and this group sounds like lifelong learners, so I am in good company. Yes. And I hope I get to meet some of you at the conference in Austin in November.
Oh, you're coming. Yay.
Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome. The conference we're having in Austin is called Outsmart Your Genetics. It's geared towards health practitioners. We are totally open to savvy, you know, well-educated non-practitioners too. Jay and Paula and Pat all went last year, and I think they were able to swim rather than sink most of the time and got a lot out of it. So you're all welcome to join us for that as well. Thank you, Kathy. All right, Marsha.
Yeah, I'm so glad to follow Kathy and Jeannie. I'm also a cancer survivor, so that's so cool that you're in this group and you have all that knowledge. I want... I'm from West Marin, California, suburb of San Francisco. I also have meniscus tears that prevent me from walking. I've had stem cell. I've had stem cell procedures. I want to walk. I want to manage my blood pressure, lose the bingo wings and the rest of the weight that is just hanging on me. Mental health, thyroid hormones, fatigue, take it away.
Good. You're ready to let it go. You didn't call it mine. So you're starting right there. So I love that. Yes.
Take it away.
Take it away. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Hanora. Did I say it right?
Close.
Like Menorah?
Yeah. The C-H is... So it's
Hanora.
Like
Hanora.
Hanaora.
Hanaora. Okay, got to say that extra A in there. Hanaora. Okay, got it.
Let's see. I feel like I'm also a cancer survivor. I've had breast cancer twice, and I don't want to invite cancer in a third time. I've watched my brother and mother die of cancer, and
I feel like this is my time. I mean, I'm going to be 75 my next birthday, and this is my time to live, you know, like I haven't fully lived yet. I've been just surviving and struggling through life, most of my life, trying to solve one problem after another or whatever. And this is my time to thrive. And I feel like I just want to roar with life. I feel it in me, but I can't get it. And,
Wait. I have not yet gotten it.
I have not yet gotten it. That was the quilt, piece that I made for a breast cancer quilt, was like roaring with life. Nice. That's been a long time ago now. And I still haven't gotten there. In terms of specifics, I haven't slept more than a couple of hours for at least 3 years. And I just feel like I'm not going to stay vertical if I don't somehow understand what's causing that, because this is a new-ish symptom. Mm-hmm. So I want to thrive. I have lots of gut issues, and I mean, there's an awful lot for me to address. And
you're here to do it, and your attitude is there. You're ready to do whatever it takes. So
yeah,
honor you.
I'm tired of it. You know, whatever I'm creating and I can let go of, great.
Right. Exactly. You know, it's interesting that it takes that getting tired of it. Like they say that in alcoholics, right? The burning bush syndrome, you know, you get the warnings. Yeah. And then when you finally, you just get fed up and you go, enough's enough. I got to change this. So I'm glad you're at that point. And
yeah, the lack of sleep is really.
Yeah, it's challenging. Regular,
so to speak, not quite, but you know. Yeah.
And we have a few people here who have sleep issues. So.
Right. I heard that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you. Debbie.
I'm Debbie. I'm from Santa Barbara, California. And this is my third year. This will be my third year in ERC. And like Dr. Rita Marie said, it's a healing is a journey. And so it's been, I couldn't be on with any better group for this journey. ERC is just a total blessing and an answer to prayers for many years. So my big goals are getting to the root causes of all of the imbalances that I am experiencing and work with, you know, pain and injuries so that I can be more functional in my body, be able to drive again, have my freedom back. That's, I think, my biggest goals, my freedom back to get out, to go where I want, be in nature more, and to be able to do work that I love again, work that's of love and service, because that's really what I want to do. So, yeah, I feel really grateful to be back here.
You've come a long way, and you've had so much adversity between fires and mold and moving multiple times, and now I'm seeing and envisioning you in this beautiful light that is going to surround you as you make those changes towards even further healing.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Jay.
Hey, I'm in the Houston area. I'm a second year return person for ERC, and I just want to continue to work on getting my hormones and body systems in balance. Yeah.
Right. Thank you, Jay. I'm glad you're back. Sarah. Oops, unmute. I can't unmute you for some reason.
Hi, my name is Sarah. I live in Savannah, Georgia, and this is my beginning of my fourth year in the ERC. And I really want to continue to have the skills to stay the course, because so many incredible, unexpected great things come from just this continuing on this program. And one of my big goals is to be 100% pain-free this year, and to have, I don't know if I can say, because I don't know if I believe that I can really recover 100% full range of motion, but I think there's a way to say it. So it's like enough full range of motion. So
So I'm working towards having a range of motion that doesn't limit me.
Oh, that's good. So I have a range of motion that doesn't limit me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that empowers me to be fully functioning artist in the marketplace.
And talented you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
Kimberly. Oops. Yeah, same thing.
Hi.
There we go. Great. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi. So I'm Kimberly, and I'm from the San Francisco Bay Area. And my little buddy, Marcia, she's little but mighty, and says, I've been sick for a long time. I'm not even sure. I haven't felt well maybe 10 years, but for sure six. I think I always thought my goal was to lose weight, but really I just am so lethargic. I physically lethargic and depressed, kind of, I don't know, I toggle between the two. So I've been sort of bumping into walls doing the medical medium and trying bright line eating and you know, lots of supplements and vitamins. I feel like I'm kind of wandering around bumping into walls anyway. And then so Marcia said, okay, stop. We're just going to get you all organized in one place and let's get to the bottom of this. No more bumping into walls. And so here I am. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to, figuring out. I just found out that I got tested for the MTHR gene like 6 years ago and no one ever even talked to me about it. I just found it in my blood work. So clearly I'm bumping into walls. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we need to have no stones left unturned and really dig and look at everything as a big picture. And
yeah, I think that I've been sort of like, I've got like little bits and pieces of the answers, but I've never been able to really incorporate it.
That's what our goal is. And that's why it's extended over a year. So we have plenty of time to do that. And
yeah.
I want to say to anybody who's heard the bugahoo about MTHFR and MTHFR and I'm doomed because I have MTHFR. I have two of them. You don't have to live out like, oh yeah, if you have MTHFR, you're exhausted, you're bugged, you're this, you're that, you're the other thing. I have two, I have double.
Right.
I'm not letting it stop me. Right?
Right.
So we're all starting with that really, like that belief, like Deborah said yesterday.
Who knows?
Belief. Whatever that belief is, we're going to drop, right? We're going to drop that belief. And we're going to believe in this power in here that if it hasn't gotten fixed right now, that there's some reason and there's some stones that haven't been turned over yet.
Right.
There's some imbalances that haven't been corrected yet.
I'm excited.
Yes. Yay. I'm glad you're here. John.
Hi, it's John from Denver, Colorado, and excited to be part of the group. My goal for the year is to stop this muscle wasting condition that I've got going on. It's been a 3-year journey, kicked off after taking the drug Levaquin. So it's kind of a long, complicated story, but, as I felt that I was getting better about a year ago, I decided to go into overdrive and I lost 27 pounds of mostly muscle in 2 months. So, much like Rich, I'd like to get 10 or 15 of those back. Cause I just won't have enough substance to me until I do. And it will be my indicator that things are healing. So I want to heal enough to get back to my activities that I'd love to do, like skiing and biking and hiking and kayaking and many other people mentioned some of those same goals. So that's really my goal for the year. In the 3-year journey I've been on, I've done everything, seen every specialist, done all the tests. Done acupuncture, supplements, and some of it's been successful, but not enough. So that's, you know, I really want to kind of hit the reset button here and get the collective opinion of the group this year.
Okay, cool. Thank you, John. Thank you. Gail. Oops, you're muted. You're muted. Wait. Let me see if I can unmute you. There we go.
Damn. Thank you. So my name's Gail. I'm from San Francisco area also. So I'm working on imbalances that I have with my brain. It seems like I'm forgetting more things lately. And
I've got hormone issues, sleep issues, I'm sure leaky gut, and I'm sure with everybody's help, I can get these things turned around. And I am turning these things around. And I appreciate everybody. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Gail. And I like how you've been listening to the positive switching and catching yourself. And that's the thing, you start to hear yourself. You go, whoops, there I go again. I just owned that disease. There I go again. I just, said I am tired or I am in pain, and you switch it. And that's the first sign, right? They call it that's conscious incompetence. You're still doing it wrong, but you're catching yourself doing it wrong. And the next stage is conscious competence, where you catch yourself before you do it. And then you start out with the changing the languaging. So you're on the right track there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mary.
Hi. I'm in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now, originally from Minnesota, and we travel around a lot. So various calls, you might find me in different places. But my major goal for this year is there's a gene that makes your platelets not correct. And so I have too many platelets, which means that my blood is thick and that it can cause stroke, heart attack, and stuff like that. So I need to lower that number. So that's my main goal. But I'm kind of like some of the other people. I would like to gain about 15 pounds of muscle. I did a lot of juicing and fasting and stuff this year and lost about 15 pounds. But I need muscle back. So and some stomach issues. Those are my three major goals for the year.
Thank you, Mary. And Lynn.
Hi. Gosh, this is my fourth year, but it actually feels like it's more my third year, because last year I just wasn't very engaged in it, and I really want to recommit to being more engaged. I have Hashimoto's visiting me. And, I was tired a lot the first, I guess, year, but my energy is much better now. But last year, I really fell off the wagon, and it was hard for me to, I kept on falling off the wagon, getting back on, falling off. And this year, I just want to be more balanced I'm also working with my mom. She has, I hate the word Alzheimer's, but she has dementia, but I'm doing a very functional approach, and that I've been really focused a lot on that. Mm-hmm. So I'm searching to get more of a balance with helping her and also helping myself. Mm-hmm. And, I've been listening to everybody. It was like, so my main goal is I just keep thinking of commitment and balance and, to keep working on, like healing this visit.
Thank you. I love how you said the visiting Hashimoto's. And I also, what I'm impressed with is the difference in you from years gone by, because I would typically tell Lynn, I have to do heart math over and over again whenever Lynn's talking, because there's so much stress in your voice. And now you're speaking from a calm place and you're much more centered. And I love seeing that. So I think this is your year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Claudia. Hi.
Hi. So the funny thing is, I didn't even know anything is wrong with me. When I signed up for Sweet Spot, I'm like, yeah, I have belly fat and my mom has diabetes. So I did that and I realized my blood sugar is on a roller coaster. So one goal is to balance that, get it to an overall lower level, and hopefully be able to eat fruit again, which has really been, I'm kind of sad. I can only eat like 20 blueberries, but yeah, that's my goal. Also hormones. I've been having hot flashes for 7 years and I'm really sick and tired of that.
Yes.
So getting rid of those. But also finding out, I've never done like a blood test other than the normal doctor's blood test, and I've never done a genetic test. So I really want to know what's going on with me.
so I can, you can, I can get to the root cause. And I did develop arthritis, like in my fingers, you know, a little bit like 7 years ago when I stopped gluten and I became a vegan like 6 years ago. That has, I don't have pain anymore. Like I can bend my fingers now. Before it was like I couldn't even bend them. But I wonder if there's even more I can do.
Mm.
Yeah, but really finding out with these tests and having someone interpret them. I didn't want to get these tests and then be like, yeah, now what?
Right.
Having the support. And by the way, awesome group here. I'm really, this is, I'm so happy to be in this group. And I'm from Los Angeles.
Los Angeles, yes. And I got the pleasure of meeting Claudia in person 2 weeks ago in Maui. She was in the same seminar that I was in, and we hung out together and went to the beach and had a good time. So it was really great to get to know you.
Really. Yes, I'm here. That was great.
She didn't get stuck, and she didn't have to stay 3 extra days. Poor her. Lucky me, right?
I guess. Well, but you were also there for a longer time, which is, it was beautiful. Right.
Yeah.
I can understand that stress of hurricanes or not hurricanes.
Yeah. But it was fine. It was fine. Yeah. I got 2 extra days on the beach in a hotel that I didn't have to pay for. So it's cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Edie, last but not least, except for Lynn, who we'll go back to. Wait. Oh, oops. Okay, you do it. Unmute.
Okay.
There we go. Hi, Edie.
Hi, everybody. So my name's Edie Hermes. I live in Huntsville, Alabama. So I'm just about over an hour from Chattanooga, Tennessee. So I have a neighbor. That's fun. And this is my second year in ERC. I was a gold plus or whatever last year. And it turned out to be a really just unpredictably busy and extra stressful work year for me. So that I just really had a hard time focusing on ERC last year and just ran into some personal struggles with stress eating to cope with the work stress. And it was just became this vicious cycle. So I just didn't make the progress that I had set out for. And so I'm very, very excited to have this opportunity and this new year and this new group and this fresh start. And I'm feeling like even things within ERC are being addressed to make it just help us, you know, in our focused efforts toward making progress. I guess fatigue started visiting me some time ago in life. I liked that expression as well. Actually in high school, and just didn't know what was going on ever. Just doctors would prescribe antidepressants, and so still haven't really fully uncovered the root cause or remedied that situation, but more things have been uncovered. So hormonal chaos, you know, I actually started having hot flashes at age 34, I think, and I'm now almost a year without a period. So really low on the sex hormones, thyroid low was discovered, I think, around age 42. And so I'm looking to orchestrate all those, including my blood sugar and insulin. I think getting the hormones balanced is going to be certainly a big first step. That doesn't necessarily explain why, since, you know, age 17, such fatigue, but it would be certainly the place to start now, I believe. And I think gut health is another area that's got to get really fixed. So I guess I related to the person saying they feel like they bump into walls all the time. And I feel like I've been adding walls, actually. And so now I've felt more and more like I'm in a maze, almost bumping into so many walls and just becoming more and more overwhelmed as to really what are the most important things to do first. Yeah. So I feel like this program is kind of peeling it back in terms of showing me, revealing to me that really mindset and stress is actually where I have to start. Probably more important than, you know, do I cut out dairy or gluten, whatever. So that's, you know, I'm just kind of becoming a humble student, I think.
And I want to just add that you did something very brave and very positive for your health, in that the job stress from last year is not there anymore because she quit her job. So she could.
I did. I took a big jump off the high dive.
And now you can really focus, you know?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah, pleasure. I didn't miss anybody, did I? I got everybody. Well, you guys have been awesome, and thank you so much for your vulnerability and your sharing, and I think everybody hearing each other's
actually
story. Yeah. Who did we miss?
You. Oh,
me?
Yes, I would like to know what your goals are for the year.
Okay, so me, I am Rita Marie from Austin, yay, who wishes she was from Maui. But I wish I had a beach in my backyard is what I wish. And so I've been on my journey since I was 25, and I feel like I just got a new lease on life, and I got to learn, and I got to shift my career and do this wonderful work and help others along the way because I was helped so much by it. And I feel like for me, I don't have any health complaints other than my blood sugar is, you know, kind of still wacky, but I have it completely under control when I sleep and exercise and don't eat fruit, which is sad. But I figured out that I could eat two little pieces of pineapple on my salad and still stay in balance. So that's really cool. And I could eat lots of macadamia nut cultured spreads, which I just went crazy on in Hawaii. And that keeps my blood sugar like steady as a rock. And so for me, it's like, I feel like I have the power and I have the choice to change that. So for me, I think my focus has been recently is really focusing on sleep and focusing on taking the self-care breaks that I need. And I've been doing it. Lynn will attest to that. I've been doing it. And I got to bed, 9 was the earliest and 11:30 was the latest that I got to bed the whole time I was gone. And mostly it was around 10:30. So I'm working on that for myself and having the support and accountability of a group where, you know, I'm open to coming and saying, look, I blew it, and having people say, hey, come on, you know better than that. Let's just get on the wagon again here with the sleep. And it's not that I can't sleep. I'm very fortunate that, you know, I can fall asleep as soon as my head hits the pillow. People would say, oh, why don't you take some valerian for your sleep problems? And why? I'm like, you don't understand. My sleep problem is getting the feet to make their way into the bedroom and getting the body to lay down on the bed. That's my sleep issue, not having to do with falling asleep. So that's what I'm working on. And I'm so excited to have all of you here. And there's a lot of complexity and a lot of survivors here, from what I've been hearing. And I'm excited to have you all here, new ones and repeats, and we're really going to work it. Health is a journey. It took me years to figure out all the things that I needed to do to get my health back. We're hoping to shortcut that for you. But once you hit the one goal, you want to move to the next and the next and the next. And you never know what's going to hit you while you're trying. Like Rich was like all gung ho, and he was like, what, 2 months in and had this major car accident, which set him back like 6 months, right? And where's she? Debbie. Debbie, you know, she finally moves out of this mold-infested place and moves into a new place, and that's a huge thing. And then the fires break out, and she's inundated with fire. So we never know what's going to hit us, and we want to strengthen the body as much as you can to be able to withstand it and repair as much as you can and create resilience. Create resilience and not feel like, oh, well, I can have a little of this poison over here and a little of that poison over here. And by poison, I also mean, you know, sleeping 2 hours a night. That's my poison, right? I want you to be able to be happy with when you find a path that works for you, even if it means cutting out your favorite food. I will tell you, my favorite food in the world was mango. Mango. I can't eat mango without my blood sugar going through the ceiling. And you know what? I don't really care. I would like to eat it, but it doesn't matter to me. What matters to me is that I create this resilient body that's full of energy, that at my age of 62, I feel like I'm 35, and I want to continue that. And I act like I'm 12, but that's beside the point. Right? So that's what I want for all of us. And to let go of the preconceived ideas like Deborah showed us yesterday, just dropping those crazy beliefs that we picked up as kids that said, no, you can't. Or that the doctor said, oh, well, you do have permanent nerve damage. Or the doctor said, well, you have had breast cancer before. Your risk of having it again is, you know, really high. No, you're going to create this resilience in your body. And that's what's important to me. So thank you for giving me the opportunity to share. And Lynn, you get to share now.
Yeah, I was really hoping you would just miss that one. So, hi, I'm Lynn. I feel like I'm in a 12-step program. I live along the Minnesota-Iowa border, and I'm married. I have 7 children, 5 grandchildren, and So this last weekend there was a full moon, and if you haven't gotten to know that part about me already, I talk about some of these way out and wacky things. And so I wrote a sentence because a full moon is about releasing what doesn't serve you and creating what does. And so I wrote this sentence. It says, I am the divine embodiment of spiritual flow. And that is my intention for myself.
Mm. Lovely. So. Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I would highly recommend that you just start making a habit of either writing or reading every day that vision you have for yourself. And just allowing yourself to just fall into it. Best, you know, just a little sticky note, right? Or an index card that you can just read, that you can put on your computer screen, you can put on your refrigerator, wherever you might see it, and read into it and just flow and fall into it, like feel into it. And the more you do it, like 30 days, wow, it's going to shift you. 60 days and believing that this in here is what heals. And I think from what I've heard from all of you, you're here because you believe in yourself. If you weren't, you would have given up, right? You believe in this inner power, and we're going to help you to unleash that and take charge of it and help it to give you the best possible life. So who feels like they deserve that? Yes? Anybody feel non-deserving? Because if that thought came to your mind, well, I don't deserve that. Sit with that. Journal that. And come up with why, and we will help you to really, we all deserve it. We all have this magic. We have this divine glow energy that flows through us. You are all amazing, and you all have a reason for being here. And you deserve to feel your absolute, absolute best. And sometimes we pick up that belief when you're a bad girl. You deserve that. You fell and you scraped your knee. You deserved it because you were outside in the front yard when I told you not to go there, or whatever the situation might have been. And some people are kind of looking with a little bit of a sheepish grin, because that kind of stuff happened to most of us. We were made to feel wrong for the bad things that happened to us. And so we take that on, like we deserve it. And we have the power, each one of us, to shift it and make it like almost amazing. And that's what we're going to work towards together. Any last questions before we say goodbye? A lot of chat going on, and I haven't looked at any of it. So maybe Lynn's looking at it, or yeah, you'll let me know if there's anything I need to be aware of. Okay. So some of you, if you haven't already signed up for the Getting to Know You calls, I've already met like 6, 8, maybe 8 or 10 of you so far in those. There's a couple more scheduled, I think 3 more sessions this week that may have a couple of openings in them. We have a new one that we added on September 5th, and then we're going to do some calculations to see how many more we need to do. Okay? Yeah? So I look forward to, I love those times. Please make sure you get your Getting to Know You form in at least 24 hours before that call, because I spend a good, anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes reading them and taking notes in my notebook and jotting down what things I want to ask you to clarify. All right. So make sure you get them to me at least 24 hours in advance, longer if possible. And then I'll just, you know, kind of do them over the next few days. Any other questions or comments?
Dr. Rita Maria, I'm curious how many people are journeying this year
in this group. What do we have? Like 40? 40.
40.
Yeah. We always do it somewhere between 30 and 50, depending, you know, and it's not like we just take everybody off the street. It's like there's a process, and we have to have the right number of coaches. So we have 40, 40 people in the program and 17 coaches. If you count Lynn and I, we have 19 coaches. Plus we have the ones that do just special stuff like Kimberly, who's doing just the energetics, and Karen, who's going to be doing the food ones for the thing, and then anybody else we bring in. So really there's more than one for every two, more than one coach for every two people in the program. So that's why, you know, if the program is situated the way it is, it's not meant for everybody, and it's meant so that you get, you know, a lot of attention from us and the whole group. All right. So thank you. I'm going to open up everybody's lines so you can all just say goodbye, say whatever you want, cheer it on, whatever you want to say so we can say goodbye. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye. Thank you. Much love to everybody. Bye.
Happy.
Bye.
Bye.
Great.
Have a good night.
You too. Enjoy. Get some
sleep. Next time.
Is everyone on the Facebook group?
What's that?
Is everyone on the Facebook group?
If you're not, join the Facebook group. Asha will accept you in and welcome you in with open arms. I love how she does that. Thank you, Marsha.
Yay. Bye-bye.
All right. And those in Gold and Gold Plus will be sending out the links for how to get to the set up the privates with me as well. So that'll all be coming. Okay? Thank
you. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.
Night.
Bye.
Get out of here. Stop video.